Super awkward fun cast. You're listening to the super awkward fun cast. Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
The show.
Steve Kaufman.
Well, you're right. She didn't even get to introducing me.
He's just so excited to be here.
I was so excited to be here. I just cut you off completely.
That's what we do on this show.
I've actually listened to the show since
that
first
episode.
It's like
Nashville, you know?
Wow, okay. The TV show or the
No,
the
movie. The movie.
The movie?
The Robert Altman movie.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
That's way too many
Nashvilles. We talk over each other.
Okay.
We've established this.
I've actually listened to the episodes since the first episode, and I think it's really cool that I got to set, like, the tone and pace. Well, or it was like half of the tone and pace of the whole podcast. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be black. I mean, back, yes.
Wow, okay.
That's, it is.
Elle went through some surgery since the first episode. She had the Robert Downey Jr. surgery.
I had to, contractually.
Contractually?
It's a callback, sorry.
That's, you know.
You'll get it later, guys. Go back to the first episode. Jezebel says hi, everybody.
Yeah, that's...
That's the bunny. She's the one in the corner. She's in a cage. Because that's where bunnies belong. Am I right? Am I right, everybody?
Damn.
Don't you come out of your cage.
Why shouldn't bunnies drive cars?
They're people too, right?
Because they're bunnies. Okay. Why couldn't the bunny Helen Keller see?
Why?
She was blind.
That could be the reason.
Yes.
That's probably the reason.
So
religion, huh?
Is that how we're segueing into this? Okay.
I don't do segues.
Fair enough.
Unless they're awkward.
Or unless you're in Disney World and you're a manager.
Yeah, or unless I'm... damn it.
Unless you're Gob.
Unless I'm Gob, yeah.
Gob. You.
Gob.
Gob. G-O-B.
G-O-B, yeah, you know me.
George Oscar Bluth.
Junior.
Is it George Oscar Bluth Junior?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't... Oh, because the dad's name is also...
That's an Arrested Development reference. If you don't get it, fuck you.
Wow.
I said it.
Some of us didn't catch that show on Netflix until very recently.
I'm sorry.
Like, I don't judge, really. Some people missed that shit. So
look it up.
Some of us didn't watch very much TV back in, like, 2002 when that show was on.
I apologize.
I'm sticking up for fictitious people.
Sorry, fictitious
but
people.
But religion. Which
one is the best?
They're all bad. Like,
they're so good, right? All of them.
No,
you can't choose.
No, I just dislike... Because I am...
Islamic?
No, that would be... The goatee. The goatee would make you think...
He has a goatee, guys.
That's goatee, and I do have, like, more Middle Eastern, Eastern European feature. Like, I love how I made those both things. But, like, I have a very German... Like, I have a wide range when it comes to characters that I could just do... Like, with some bronzer, I probably could drive a cab on a TV show. It would
Which
be
one?
Like...
Which cab?
Name it.
How about
name
the
it.
Cash cab? They need a little more diversity on that show.
They do actually need a lot
they
of
really
diversity
do.
On the cash cab. But to get into religion, just my growth with religion is I'm the youngest of three. I'm from Philadelphia. My father was the second oldest of six in a really big... Christian family where that's what you did. That's what you did. You had a wife. You had a wife. You got a job. You made a bunch of babies. No, you work and then you come home and drink. That sounds weird, but it's like you come home and you eat dinner and then you watch the Phillies game.
Right.
And you have a beer and you wake up and you do it again and then you get we had a trailer in Cape May Courthouse in New Jersey and you get the summer. And, you know, you make a bunch of kids, and that's your life. And that's, you know, I'm the youngest of those three. And what I can honestly say about religion is I was baptized, and
oh.
I was baptized Christian, and you don't really get a choice in that matter. Like, baptism as a baby, you get no choice.
I hate that.
Because I don't remember my baptism, because, you know, a person's not making memories until they're, like, two, maybe three.
I didn't get baptized. They kept putting it off.
Really?
And so it didn't ever happen.
So it just
Thank
never
God.
Happened. Well, here's the thing. And then I went to public school, but I still went to was called CCD because it's normally Sunday school, but the Catholic school in my neighborhood had what was called CCD, and you had to go there.
Sounds like a disease.
It does. It felt like a disease to a kid. To a kid who just wanted to go home and play video games, he's got to have... Oh, God.
I want specifics.
Oh, God. Mario Brothers 3, I could...
What about Sega?
I didn't have a Sega.
Aw.
I was a Nintendo household until the PS1.
I see. Game Boy. I had Game Boy.
Game Boy. Oh, the Game Boy. Like there
Jeopardy.
Was,
they had Jeopardy on it.
They had everything for the Game Boy. And CCD would be Sunday school, but it would be like on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. And it was essentially, to me, like it was just like an extra hour and a half of school. Like, I'm like, I don't like this. And then we would go to Mass every Sunday. And I'd have to go to CCD like every Wednesday. And just on the outside, I'm just like, but that's like so much more. Like, I could be one of the best Super Mario Brothers 3 players in the world if I wasn't at Sunday Mass and then CCD. But ultimately, I'm really happy I did both of those things, because if you don't grow up with religion, like, you really just don't have it. Friends of mine who were around my age, that their parents went the other way, which was, we're gonna let them grow up without any religion, but let them choose when they become adults. And those people that I'm talking about just didn't choose a religion, like, at all. Didn't explore religion. It just wasn't something in their lives. Where I think you miss something there too, that there's something to be said about the human condition and about morality in understanding religion. And throughout my life, like, I was never that serious about it. I was confirmed Catholic, mainly because I'm the youngest of three, and the other two had no choice in the matter. And there came a time where I had, like, third child syndrome, where I almost got a choice, and the other two are like, no. He's going to be Stephen Thomas Kaufman, because...
STK.
What? STJK. That's my actual middle name. Wow.
JK.
So easy to lose my train of thought on that one, on that call out. And I think we're just going to laugh this up, because this is going to go away.
Religion.
This is all going to... But I was confirmed Catholic. Confirmed Catholic, I jumped back in, because I was out of Sunday school for a little bit to move to another neighborhood that was Sunday school. And I took a class in college, because I was, after confirmed Catholic, at some point we all just stopped going to church, because none of us were really that into it. Like, I'm a family of five, we just weren't that into it. It was just kind of, we don't... Like, we're good people, but, like, I don't like the idea of, like, this system that you have to follow our specific beliefs.
I agree. I hate organized religion. The idea of organized religion.
Which kind of gets me to my point that I took... I studied, to a certain extent, in a full course, and then just independently, I've studied in every major religion there is. Like, I have a basic understanding of every major religion. And there are a lot of things that... ring true, and there are a lot of things that stay the same with every religion, but the general thing I realized was it's faith. It's the ability to just, you gotta prove it.
You gotta have faith.
You gotta have faith, because you can't prove it.
Yeah.
And I always had my issues with the idea of faith, and for a little bit of time in my earlier 20s, I would tell people I was an atheist.
It's just easier.
It's easier, but as of late, are you on Reddit at all?
No.
Then save yourself. Don't do it. It's a pit. It's a rabbit hole. It's the internet.
I'm barely on Tumblr.
But if you thought the internet was taking up so much of your time right now, don't go on Reddit. It's the rabbit hole of the internet. Like, you don't.
Don't worry, I won't. I don't play Facebook games either, except Words with Friends. I mean, how are you not going to play that?
That is a Facebook game, though. But
I mean, it's the only one that I play.
But
I don't play all that. Yovil and all that.
But there's a subreddit, because on Reddit there's subreddits. R atheism, or the R is the coding for subreddit. Atheism. And, like, I'm going to say about 60% of the people on that subreddit are dicks. Like, make a point to, like, pull out an article where somebody missteps or talks about God or this or that. And like, oh, look at that idiot. Believing in God, blah, 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 blah. And it took me a really long time of reading them and really thinking on it that, like, I'm not actually an atheist.
Yeah, me neither.
Because to be an atheist is to say, I know there isn't a God.
And it's just as difficult to say that as it is to say that you know that there is a God and you have faith. I mean, it's still a matter of faith.
Well, from...
You're putting faith in something. You're not using logical reason to say, like, oh, there's no God at all. Like, that's just as close-minded as saying there is a God, and this mm-hmm. is what he does, and this is how he works.
And that's kind of what I've fallen on, that I just... This idea that atheists... Because they also believe it's science.
This is a super deep show, dude.
It is. That's what I told you. I was like, we're going to have a deep one. I'll talk about farts later.
Farts.
Farts. I just... The idea... And it's also the idea that science can explain everything. It just hasn't. Because whereas deep down inside, I genuinely don't feel... And maybe it's because I grew up religious in general that I'm like, I just don't know. I think something governs our universe. I think someone over the course of time started calling that person God.
I agree.
And I just don't... I'm not going to pretend to know. I'm not going to say science can solve everything. I'm not going to... And for the longest time, I thought I was unique until in the world we live in, there's a word for that, and it's very strictly agnostic.
Exactly.
Although there are, like, variations on the definition of agnostic, that one is, like... One idea of agnostic is, like, you... believe in God, that you don't believe in any specified religion.
Mm-hmm.
At which point, that ain't me, because I don't believe. Help me out here. I don't believe that anyone knows if there is or isn't a God, myself included, science included, and that I'd much rather go on about my day and spend that time bettering the world and bringing my presence to other people. And my brother, like, studied religion way more heavily than I did, and he. Like, he could go round and round with me about this, and with, like old scripture, and, like, even older, like, hieroglyphics, and just general, like, astrology, and all these things, where it's just, like, but I just don't want to talk about it sometimes. I'd much rather just go on about my day and not talk about religion, which...
Yeah.
We're about that point where we can move on to, that kind of philosophy helped me move through the way I kind of live my life day to day and handle situations. And it all started in the schoolyard when I was playing poker.
Poker! I love poker.
No Limit Texas Hold'em, that was the game of choice in
I
the schoolyard.
No Limit Texas Hold'em.
Starting in... And one thing I learned about that game that helped me learn a lot about life is that you can only control what you can control. So if you get down pocket aces and then somebody rivers or whatever and you lose, you can't control that.
It's not up to you, yeah.
But what you can control is whether that guy sees a river... How much that guy's paying to see a river?
Or girl.
Person. I'm used to being at a poker table with a lot of dudes. It's a dude prevalent world. How that person has acted in the past and what you knew about what they did. Like, there's just such a fundamental... But, like, I kind of broke it down into two sentences. The relieving thing about poker is you're only responsible for what you're responsible for. And that's the same with life, because... The stressful thing about poker is you're only responsible for what you're responsible for. So in poker, you're not responsible for the cards and the way they fall. You're not responsible for how people act. You're not responsible for things you can't possibly know or see. And in life, you're not responsible to things that just randomly happen to you. You're not responsible what happens second to second. But in poker, you are responsible for knowing how this person acted in every minor detail of every hand, and how that plays into an overall pattern that you can analyze and figure out in that moment to find out what they may or may not have. This is the daunting part. In poker, you can control with your betting and with the things that with the actions you're taking to actually, well, like, oh, he looks like he has, like, a mid-sized hand, but if I make a 3x bet pre-flop, I'll get him out. And then I'll be in with a premium hand, and if I have a mediocre to low hand...
Let's talk about Lindsay Lohan. No, I'm kidding.
I got
That was
nothing.
A good segue.
I got nothing on Lindsay Lohan.
I saw her in a documentary, actually, the other day. Love, Marilyn on HBO. It was really good, despite her presence. And she was really dolled up, trying to look like Marilyn Monroe in her little monologue. Scene. It was people acting out.
It was like
the Fragments book that she.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I did hear about
all
this
her
project.
Letters
yeah.
and her poems. And
so all the
journals.
People, all the people who the really, actors. Really wanted to be in My Week with Marilyn and lost that role to
they ended up in this movie.
They all just kind of sent their tape to HBO and were like, we want to do this.
We're sort of famous. Come on. Glenn Close was really famous.
Okay, I was about to say, like, is Lindsay Lohan the most famous in that movie?
Viola Davis, David Strathairn, Ben Foster. He was really soaking it up. He was playing Norman Mailer, doing his autobiography.
I didn't see this movie. I didn't see this piece, and you were naming dudes, and I was assuming those dudes were just playing Marilyn Monroe.
No, they, like very, they were the men in her life.
Like very Bob Dylan. Very Bob Dylan-esque.
No, I wish, but no.
Yeah.
David Strathairn played, I believe, Arthur Miller.
I could see that.
Yeah. And
Arthur Miller, I've actually met Arthur Miller. It was one of those weird things that I lied my way into being a stage manager of a fringe show in Philadelphia when I was 16. There was a show at the Philadelphia Fringe Festival. I was 16. I auditioned for the show. They didn't like me as an actor. And then called me and asked me if I would be a stage manager because I had that experience. So I was like, absolutely. And my application had said I was 18, and on the first day of the job, I told them that I was 16. And they were still okay with that, and I was their stage manager, and we would rehearse at the Wilma Theater in Philadelphia in, like, that back room. And Arthur Miller was putting up a show called Resurrection Boulevard that was, if you ever want to watch a really good first act and then a first scene of the second act, it's masterful. And then it completely falls apart after that. But, you know, that first act and then that first scene and second act, wonderful. But I got to meet him right before that happened. It was awesome because I was 16. I was in high school level English. I was reading. I was actually, like, reading Arthur Miller plays for the first time and got to meet Arthur Miller.
You know what was really cool in the movie? Like, when they showed, like, parts of her, her catalog of her, like, photos and stuff. They showed her reading Death of a Salesman before she even
met the guy.
Like, met him, yeah. It's so
because they didn't meet until like Misfits.
Yeah,
and then they were married for a short time. And like Arthur Miller was in My Week with Marilyn. Right? Like he was married. Like in the timeline of
Haven't seen that one yet.
Spoilers then in the timeline of My Week with Marilyn, she's married to Arthur Miller, and he shows up very briefly.
And they did not have a very
marriage. They had a terrible marriage. And he was just in this interview, and it was this interview about Marilyn Monroe and the mob specifically, and he was talking about how she was in bed with Marilyn at a hotel room in Miami, I guess, and that Sinatra and a couple other goons showed up, and she was like, oh, you have to get out of here. The mob's here for the money. And he's like, oh, shit. And like, you could just tell by the look on his face and the way he told that story. It was like, well, you weren't married to Marilyn Monroe very long, were you, sir? Like, you were married. I'm sure you got a wonderful, wonderful lay and some good stories. And Misfits was a wonderful film, but we're done here, you know.
Yeah.
You married to the mob? Shit.
Like and the movie, Married to the Mob.
And then Arthur Miller became a black man all of a sudden. Shit.
That's awesome.
What does Arthur Miller look like? This is Marilyn Monroe and then HBO.
It's a really good documentary. I recommend it. My review is, I'd give it an A. It got a little boring at some parts with some of the readings. They got a little too into it. But I think Marissa Tomei did a really good job.
I love her.
In her character of Marilyn. Just being in her head a lot.
I love her so much. I lie to people and tell them I was in The Wrestler. The Mickey Rourke, Marissa Tomei movie. It was filming in what it was is that they that scene where they were in that barbed wire match, like specifically that scene where they had the really hardcore match with Necro Butcher's actually the guy's name,
yeah,
the other wrestler in that match where they went through glass and stuff, glass and barbed wire and stuff. The way they did that, it was a promotion called CZW or Combat Zone Wrestling, which is a dumb name.
Huh.
What they did was that pretty much. They have their show on a Saturday night at the ECW Arena, which is like the world famous bingo hall. So it was a bingo hall for the Mummers. And then Paul Heyman took it over. Or not took it over, he rented it out as a wrestling hall. As a wrestling hall, and that promotion took off and it became a famous bingo hall. It's worth mentioning. Worth mentioning that. And what they did at that venue was if you showed up at like 2 o'clock, you could have been background for the wrestler, because you and I know what background or audience work is like.
Yeah, extra work is where you're on set, it's you get paid very little, and you aren't spoken to by any of the cast, usually, unless they're in a good mood, and they're nice people, which is not all the time.
But CZW fans are so into CZW that most of them showed up at 2 o'clock and were background for free, mind you.
Yeah, they make you do it for free sometimes.
They can't force you.
Well, they don't make you.
If they could find a way to make background do something for free, they would. And I think that's part of the reason Necro Butcher did it. And spoilers, there were spoilers. Mickey Rourke had a body double for a lot of those stunts, like he should, because
he's insured.
He also trained. He also could work a match tomorrow.
Yeah,
it would just
he
be
bulky,
but it would be foolish for him to work a match tomorrow. But I always tell people I'm in that movie not just because that movie's great, but because Marissa Tomei is so good. And so good in that movie that I want to be...
She is amazing in that
movie. I want to be anywhere near...
She's amazing in every
performance.
Movie I've ever seen. Not amazing, but good.
What Women Want, that was pretty dumb. She had a small bit in that I didn't like.
Well, that doesn't count.
Are we
going to
run
starring.
Down... Are we going to run down my... my
I like least? Happy Accidents.
I don't know that one.
It's really good. Look it up on Netflix.
Slums of Beverly Hills, she's actually really good in that one.
Or whatever, video outlet you want to try.
Probably Netflix,
but you know, but if you
until
want to try a different one.
Until they start sponsoring your show.
You can do that.
Which?
Yeah. Netflix, your move.
When you run out of copies of both The Wrestler and Slums of Beverly Hills, and was it whatever? That was the movie you mentioned? When you run out of copies of all of those in your warehouse, you should have probably wanted to sponsor this show.
Sponsor us.
Do it. What else are we on track here? This is Marilyn Monroe and the Marissa Tomei.
What's your favorite documentary that you've seen?
Oh, God, ever?
Not ever. Recently.
Recently?
In recent weeks. Have you seen one recently that you liked? I'm working on a documentary right now.
Okay.
I'm filming one on a bouncer.
What's yours about? Okay.
You know, A Night in the Life of a Hollywood Bouncer, LA's Finest.
Are you doing? Is it the bouncer we both know, or is it
a
different bouncer?
Yeah,
okay.
It's Francisco Gutierrez.
Okay.
From IO, which was mentioned.
Yes. Oh man, I would love to, because he gets like stage shy. Because like I'm sure he could have. I guarantee you, you could pick a night and have him be a monologist, and that show would sell out all the time. But he's for as tough as he is, and I'm not saying this is a level of someone's toughness. But he can't stand in front of a group of people on a stage.
That's why I get him outside doing his job. It's perfect.
But like, oh, he's so, oh, that guy.
He's really opening up.
Such
really
good people. I'm really.
It's going to be a really good documentary, I think. It's going to be a feature, so I'm going to keep filming it. You know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, my first documentary.
I actually once had an idea, and maybe. This is just going to happen on your... I'm just going to pitch you this idea now on the podcast.
Okay, pitch it.
That because Francisco would never actually come on to stage and be a monologist, I once had an idea where we would sit him down and have him tell story. We would sit him down with a camera and have him tell stories to the camera, and we would call the show Francisco Files, and it would be an Armando, which an Armando, to those of you who aren't in the improv world, a team will come up and they'll be an improv team, and they'll do a long-form... improv, which is just scenes. They'll just do scenes based on next to nothing. What happens in an Armando, and is based off a man named Armando Diaz who did it in IO Chicago, is that a monologist comes up. And a monologist is different from a stand-up comedian, kind of different from a storyteller in the sense that they're going to...
Usually famous, too.
Usually they're used to draw as well, to draw a crowd to the improvisers, and it's a good wealth of nations. And then what happens is they come up and say, hi, can I get a word? Give me a word.
Pun.
That reminds me of that time I went and saw Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, and he was terrible. And then I was in the alleyway, and then I said, hey, yo, Jimmy Fallon, you terrible, and then the Roots beat me up.
They will beat you up.
They are. They're,
oh, that leads me
hardcore.
To a whole other topic.
They're
though.
Hardcore, but then...
You just
as
brought
an,
another
but
topic.
But we're going to come back to it then.
Yeah.
But as an example, that would be as an example, and then I would say, and the Roots beat me up. And then I'd walk away... And then two people would come out and do a scene based on all the shit I was just talking about. And it's not a retelling of what I just said. It's just taking the broader ideas of the story and putting them back in. I just explained...
Fleshing it out, yeah.
I fleshed that explanation out really hard.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to need a copy of that later. I don't think I've ever explained the Armando that well.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
I just let you roll.
But to explain what I would want to do with the Francisco Files would be, let's say you shot enough with Francisco that there was... Just like a lot of great stories that aren't going to make it. You keep that footage, and we do the show, and what it'll be is it'll be Francisco Files, and a team will come out and say, hi, we're Francisco Files. This show is what you think it is. This is live. This is a recording of Francisco, the guy who took your ID at the door. He told us true stories, and we have six of them. We have 12 of them here with us tonight. Can I get a number between 1 and 12? Huh. Number 4! Then we play number 4, and then everyone improvises, and then...
That's great.
And then when it's all over, and then, you know, and then when...
I love that idea.
When it's over, just come out and...
I want credit for it. I want a co-producer.
The video will be yours. The video will be yours. The show will
it
be...
It is mine.
The show will be the theater's.
That's
as long
great.
As I get to as long as we get to play on it, I guess.
I like that idea.
That's really all we... Like, I've had that idea
for
a while.
Yeah, you get a lot of unedited, like,
but now,
footage.
Because and that gives you... I'm the king of, like, permitting and scavenging footage. We're like, don't delete that footage. You're getting...
I don't delete anything.
You could... So you, like... 6 years from now...
Time
could,
capsule.
Yeah, like... 6 years from now, someone he told that story about, you know, mm-hmm. might be getting in and or out of prison, and you could help their case.
Exactly.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. There's a lot of... Okay, I don't want to give too much away about my documentary.
Uh-huh.
But being LA's finest in the, like, subtitle thing...
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff about the cops that has come up.
Oh, I know.
And it's just... I got an arrest on tape. Okay, I'll say that. But, like, we're getting a different view of LAPD that you don't see a lot of, and it's very apropos for today.
Yeah.
And I'll just put it at that, in that the bouncers sort of get a bad rap sometimes, and, like...
Some of the...
aren't seen as security sometimes.
Are seen
when
is...
When they really are.
Like, sometimes when I hear about people talk... When I hear people talk about how dangerous... About how dangerous Hollywood as a neighborhood is, sometimes I think they're talking about the Hollywood of, like, 6-7 years ago that was a pretty dangerous neighborhood, but sometimes I honestly think... I honestly think that because I know Francisco and I'm at I.O. all the time, that there's a certain level of trouble that might know my face. Just for, and I'm I'm completely guessing, and I'm not saying I live in an unsafe place. I'm just...
We would never say that.
But I'm more or less going off of what people tell me about the neighborhood I live in, which is dumb, because I live there.
Yeah.
I live there.
I've seen some of it, though.
And it's loud.
I've seen it. I've heard it. So, to roll it on back to the Jimmy Fallon...
Oh, yes.
...thing, ironically, like, I just, like, did an audience... day at Jimmy Fallon in New York, I went and participated in being part of the audience.
That would be a really fun show to see.
It was really fun. And Seth Herzog, shout out to Seth, did a great job, great set of wonderful improv comedy.
I've seen
with the warm-up. Yeah. It was good to see him again. I had met him previously, he knows this, in New York when I went the first time in recent years, which was like a couple of months ago. So I met him, and then I saw him again, and I was like, hey, Seth. And then he was doing questions for the audience, like riling everybody up and everything, getting ready for the show. And he was asking questions about people, and he said, who's been on a reality show? And I said, me, because I have been on a lot of the Singer shows, all of them, pretty much. The Voice, The X Factor, The American Idol, the original.
The Game, America's Got Talent.
I have been on America's Got Talent.
New Zealand
and
Got
Last
Talent.
Comic Standing also.
Canada's Got Talent. You've been.
I've been everywhere, man.
Australia's Got Dance Fever.
Anyway,
I've been on that show. It's a good show.
That's cool. Anyway, so it was actually supposed to be for the person in front of me who was actually on American Idol, a contestant. But ironically, as things go, I ended up talking to him, and he asked me what songs that I sang. I said, Creep was the last one I sang for The Voice, and he was like, oh, let's hear. And I was like, oh, no, I want to hear The Roots sing us. This sounds great for them.
So The Roots are already out there?
The Roots are in their area.
Okay, so The Roots are already on stage, and he's just warming everybody up?
Yeah, he's warming everyone up.
Please tell me you got to sing Creep with The Roots.
I did get to sing Creep with The Roots.
Please tell me something. Well, I guess they'd, like, pat you down for your cell phone at places like
that.
Yeah,
I didn't get any
of
it.
So there's no footage.
Thank God. But,
Was it bad? Well, I would...
No, I opened...
I would want that forever.
I know, it was really awesome, because it was like, what? The Roots? I'm singing with The Roots? I'm telling The Roots to come in, where to come in? Like, tell me where to come in? And then, okay, that brought a callback to a previous joke that had happened, where they said, that's what she said. And I had thought it at the same exact moment, because that's how I think. And so then that was called back, and after I said, tell me where to come in, Questlove says, that's what she said. And I'm like, yeah, I got you there. I saw that coming. So, well, there's another one. And then so I just started singing it, got really into it, got in my weird, you know, awkward phase. And I sang it, and then we got the mode right, where we were in the right rhythm and everything. And then the producer was like, cut it out with this gesture. And since I've been in the business for a while, and I know when to shut the fuck up, I said, that's it! Right after we got to the first part of the chorus.
Uh-huh.
So everybody's like, oh, man, we wanted to hear you do the last part. And I'm like, suckers!
Yeah, I
would.
No offense to the way you handled it, but I would have acted like I didn't see that. I'm sorry. I'm singing with the Roots.
I just wanted to be professional.
Your show's going to have to wait another verse.
But
by the way, my name is Joe.
It was worth it because they did the T-Bowie thing. So he came out as T-Bowie, Jimmy Fallon, at the beginning.
Okay, I don't watch
and
that
he
show.
Did the song where it was like Rebel Rebel, but it was T-Bowie.
Okay. I really don't watch that show.
Tebow.
I get the gist. I would imagine that's...
But it was really cool because he was in the getup.
Okay.
If you look it up online, you'll see that it was
at least
really
he
cool.
doesn't have, like, a
and
horse.
And it was, like, looking at cue cards the whole time. You can't even tell, and he's singing at the same time. It's pretty amazing.
At least he doesn't have, like, a felt horse run out here and there, and then an animatronic skeleton as his co-host. Like,
I've done audience stuff on there, too. I've gotten paid, but I've gotten on there.
I did the other one on there, because that's, of the late night shows, it's my least favorite show when it comes to, like, desk bits and monologues.
Okay.
But interviews, I love the way he does interviews. And we're talking about Craig Ferguson.
Can
say that.
Yeah, in case you didn't get it.
The late late show on CBS, which before that was Craig Kilborn, and before that was
Craig.
Some really
I don't remember
wonderful,
who was before
it was
that.
Some really wonderful old man who...
Wow.
Some really wonderful man who was like...
Remember when Spike Ferriston had a show?
I don't know who that is.
Gosh, that was a long time ago.
But,
Fox. After Matt TV.
But I was on... What I love about Craig Ferguson's interviews, because they're... Like, he's such a good guy. Like, he's so funny and so inviting, and he,
great author, too.
And to be fair, he did run out, and in his monologue, he throws candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up catching candy, both monologues, because I was there for two monologues, because he doesn't care about continent. So he doesn't care about continuity.
I like that.
But, like, he...
Like, literally,
we were there on a Thursday, and it was, like, a Thursday at, like, 4 o'clock, and it was the NBA Finals.
Right.
And he just made, a generic joke about balls. And then just kind of hinted to, like, we don't record that. This isn't happening right now. This happened at, like, 4 o'clock. The tip-off didn't even happen. Get over yourselves.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was, like, the next day... So he used all his topical stuff on Thursday, and then he shot Friday's show on that Thursday, and he came on and just pretty much talked about what movie came out that night. Like, that was his whole monologue. Like, deep down inside, I prefer Conan or Jon Stewart a lot more.
Yeah.
But the way he interviews is, I think they go through the standard, the studio person and then the producer sit down with whoever's coming on the show, and then they write down all those bullet points and, like, oh, I'll tell him a funny story and we're going to sag and all that stuff. And then they hand him that card and he sits there and then he tears that card up and throws it on the ground.
Yeah.
And then just puts his feet up on the desk and goes...
He started that, yeah.
So I'm like, what are you doing, eh? You just going to...
That's...
I have a terrible Scottish.
That's like him on the Drew Carey show, his character Wick.
Yeah. Well, you know. It's actually not that bad.
Craig Ferguson. Yeah, no.
He's good people, though, but his show is... That shit crazy.
It is.
There's no band.
More crazy than this one.
There's no band. There's a giant horse. He dances.
Yeah.
He, like, whaps the camera, and then now they have a sound effect for the camera.
Yeah.
But, like, when he whaps the camera, like, I remember I'd never seen the show enough to know that he comes out and he whaps the camera, and there's a sound effect to whapping the camera that I'm in the audience doing the audience thing, and then I hear this sound effect, and I just kind of, like, make this weird look in the direction. Like, are we okay? Is there a giant whapping the side of this building?
I've done Jimmy Fallon now, which was probably one of the best. But the thing is, I didn't get a t-shirt or anything. Like, when I sang for Jimmy Kimmel, I got a t-shirt, and I keep it, and I wear it all the time. But
I didn't do anything on Jimmy Kimmel.
That was really cool.
I got a t-shirt.
I sang Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
That's fun.
That's all.
Oh, yeah, like,
but,
I,
yeah, I did him, and I did Craig Fair, and then I did Conan.
I remember, while we're on the subject, and I think this might become, like, a 45-minute episode, while we're on the subject, I kid you not, like, I hadn't even lived here in 2 weeks, and the lady I was working for at the time, her name's Rachel Mullins, I was her assistant, she got a call from a producer on Jimmy Kimmel Live saying we're looking for really big dudes or really hot chicks to do the pedestrian belly flop competition, which I'm told is like, they're on like 5 or 6 years in the pedestrian belly flop competition. And they brought, and spoilers, they don't always just scan Hollywood Boulevard. Sometimes the producer knows people and they just call them. And that's what happened in this case, because what happened was they called her and she was like, I would love to do it. That's exposure. I get an IMDb credit. That's wonderful. I actually keep a really fat dude.
Huh?
Well, she didn't say that. I was like, I keep a guy like that just kind of around. And to be fair, she wasn't being mean. I was 300 pounds at the time. And
badass.
Okay. I was about to say thank you. No, that was a little fucking harsh. But we go there. We go there and they literally have time. Like, I could tell, like, they were taking up, like, half the monologue and they were doing the whole desk bit for this pedestrian belly flop competition, but they brought like 60 of us to do this belly flop competition. It was moms with their kids, and then it was this and it was that, and it was another friend of Rachel's. His name was Eddie Barojas. He's a really funny comedian, and he's like, I'm not being offensive, but I'm saying he's a very wider gentleman, like way wider than me, not as tall as me, just a really big dude. And also Mike Black is his name. He's also a really funny comedian, bigger dude, and he was on the show as well. And they wound up all, like, up front, like, the first 5 or 6. I mean, everybody else wound up at the back. And then they had they paraded us across the stage. So I got to walk across the stage. Mind you, I had lived here 10 days.
Wow.
I'd lived in Hollywood 10 days, and I'm on Jimmy Kimmel.
Good for you.
I'm on Jimmy Kimmel, and I'm just walking.
I actually submitted a postcard to him.
He takes postcards? What's the... I don't watch any of these shows.
Well, yeah, like, I had learned from someone that, you know, that was a way to get in the door.
Okay.
So I just gave a postcard, put it in a box that they had outside the door, outside El Capitan.
I'm going to ask you later where this box is.
That was a long time ago. I don't know if they're still doing that sort of thing. I highly doubt it.
They do really inventive, weird stuff like that, though.
My friends have been on it, and I'm like, I don't know how. I guess they have an agent.
Well, yeah.
That probably helps.
That's how Tommy Bechdel, or I actually don't know how Tommy Bechdel got on.
I have no idea, but I think he got lucky.
He was hysterical. I don't think he got lucky. I don't, I mean...
He didn't get lucky. He got lucky with the exposure, you
lucky
know?
In the sense that all of us are that, like...
Yeah.
Lucky in the sense that there's a lot of people...
He's an awesome guy.
...as talented as he is.
And he deserved the exposure.
Oh, man. He was... Oh, it was so good. What else did he... I know he was on that show more than just the... More than just the Princess
yeah,
Leia.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I haven't seen any other bits. Like, and they keep bringing him back. Like, he's fine.
Yeah.
And,
Oh, that's our cue. The bunny has spoken. We are gonna wrap this up.
So time holds no bearing to when the bunny speaks.
Unfortunately, once she starts digging, we have to quit.
Is the bunny going to dig past the cage? Is that how
she's going to dig over to us and kill us.
Okay. Well,
so,
then we should probably end the show.
To prevent
then.
Our murder. Our murders.
I can take
our,
that bunny.
Our homicide.
Just a homicide. I can take that bunny.
One homicide. We're going to end the show. Thank you so much for coming again, Steve.
Thank you for having me again. This is a wonderful show.
It is a wonderful show to work on. The hours are great. I enjoy it.
And yeah, you can find me on Steve. Wow. You can
Steve
find me stevekaufman.com. That's 1 F, 2 N's. And that'll link you straight to my IMDb page, where I will be linked as myself on that episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live. And also a lot of crazy credits, like Colin Hanks' crew on Happy Endings.
Hell yeah.
That actually happened.
Wow.
I met Colin Hanks.
I want to meet his father and him at the same time. Wouldn't that just blow your mind?
I could meet him separately. I'm not.
I could meet him separately, but I would really like to meet them together.
I'm not too picky.
I really want to see them together. I never see them together.
But yeah.
Yeah, and follow me at L. Latham on Twitter, and catch me on FB. I have a page on there, too. That's Facebook.
Okay,
as
cool.
Well as YouTube, a.k.a. L. Latham, for the old episodes of the show, and tune in for new episodes.
It's a really
very
funny,
soon.
It's a really funny old episode of your show on the stage version.
Where he is in
it. Tony Bartoloni and then this guy in the green shirt with a goatee. He's so funny.
He is so funny.
What's that guy's name? He's never mind. He's forgettable.
Something with an S. I don't remember.
He was so funny.
You'll
Such
get it
funny
when you
guy.
See the video, guys.
Now for a brand new special segment with Evan Santos, Tony Batalone, my co-host, the lustrous Cat Doss, who
Yay.
Actually gets an adjective. Sorry,
Ooh.
Guys.
And I feel honored.
Your
Thank
host.
You.
We are going to play.
Can I be the incandescent Tony Bartolone?
I like that.
Sure. Incandescent Tony Bartolone.
World
weary.
He's all like he came on a donkey.
And I'm lustrous, is that correct? So I have luster to me?
Yes.
Why, thank you. What about you, Elle? Do you want an adjective as well?
Be hilarious, Elle. Latham. LOL.
LOL.
That's going to be the name of my first comedy special. LOL. Okay.
Which one is your name, the beginning or the end?
The beginning.
I thought it was both.
I thought it was going to be the end. It's an idea.
Okay, yeah.
Like bookended?
Yeah, bookended. Anyway, we're going to play a game called Porn Identity.
The Porn Identity.
Named after the ability to smash an existing film into a porn-like film title for IMDb purposes.
So we're basically just naming
alternative titles for existing feature films. Starting with Tony, do you have one? Other than the porn identity.
Well, someone's got to give a movie and then...
Oh, yeah.
Titanic.
Do you want to give the movie and then we'll do it?
Titanic.
Oh, that's good. Nice work.
Tits and dick.
Well, only one.
Art.
Each. Okay, Edwin.
But the same one?
No.
I want you to give us a title, and then we will guess the porn.
I'll make it simple. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, Elle, it's your turn.
I'm going to get a good one. City Slickers.
Titty Lickers.
Titty Lickers.
City Lickers.
I think Titty Lickers wins.
Titty Lickers.
Good job, Lustrous Cat Doss.
Why, thank you.
It's your turn.
You know, how about something, you know, that's an Oscar-winning film, maybe,
The
other one. Yeah, The King's Speech, that's really good. Let's do that.
Sorry, I like took over.
No,
it's my
no
show,
worries.
Whatever.
It's funny, go for it.
The King's Speech.
The Queen's Speech?
The
no.
King's Speech.
That's kind of nice.
Kind of being clever. But
that's almost cool. Like a Harlequin romance novel title there. It's a form of porn, you know?
The Queen's
Peach.
Peach.
Sure, Peach could be so many things.
But it has kind of a sexual connotation to it, you know?
Okay.
The Queen's
Oh, God.
That's a little more rated X. Yeah. Okay, your turn, Tony. On that note. Animated movie. I'm going to make it hard now.
Oh, jeez. Toy Story?
Toy Story.
What?
I don't really think of that as porn. I mean, honestly, Toy Story, you know, that's hard because that's like a childhood film for me that, you know, resonates in my heart. Thinking of it as a porn. Just...
Boy Toy Story?
That's better. I like that.
Why was it?
Or like, or
Boy
just
Toy
like,
Story.
Or just
Boy
Toy Story.
Story.
Okay. Your turn.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Or Sex Toy
Edmund.
Story.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
Sex Toy
good.
Story.
So simple.
I think that
what
is a thing. Fault? It's probably a thing.
It's definitely a movie.
Just coincidentally.
Edwin, your turn.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be an animated movie. Let's do
Silence of the Lambs.
Drama. That's what I was going to say.
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs.
That's high concept.
Yeah.
Violence of the...
Cans.
Yeah, that works. Sure. Let's go with that. Probably the best we're going to do.
Silence.
I wanted to do legs, but that doesn't rhyme at all. Violence of the...
Yeah.
Pants.
Violence of the Pants.
That just sounds like an art film.
Yeah, it does.
Alright, Elle.
It's horrible. Okay, you guys give me a category.
Tarantino. By the way, earlier Elle said that she's met Tarantino, so she's allowed to use the M word. She said that out loud.
I did not say
in
that.
In front of people.
I did not say
We're
that.
We're all witness.
Got the pass. Anyway. I'm looking at the wrong one to do.
Well, just say one, man.
Because it's impossible to do it off this one.
I don't know.
Oh, but I'm trying to figure out. Okay, Reservoir Dogs. There. That's the one I had in my head.
I was in a play
so
called Reservoir Bitches, which sounds like a good title for porn to me.
This is the thing is, like...
It doesn't count.
The porn titles are not always that clever.
Yeah.
They're never.
Yeah, I guess not. Memoirs of a Geisha.
Is that it?
Memoirs
of a Gay Slut.
Oh. I like that. That's great. Good titling, Al.
I win. Okay.
All right.
You... okay, I'm gonna say romantic comedy.
How do you know?
How do you blow?
Oh yeah, there you go.
Isn't that a
movie? That title?
Yes,
it is, yeah.
Reese Witherspoon.
It's horrible, but it is a movie.
There's that good part.
Sorry, Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd has the Plato speech. That's the only good part.
No, Jack Nicholson's good.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
It was his turn.
Oh.
Sweet Home Alabama. It's gotta be something.
Sweet Hoes from Alabama?
No, Sweet Hoes, I'm gonna cram you.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
What?
It's getting really
and
violent.
It's a Sunday. No.
Oh, I didn't even give you a category. Okay, give me a category. That's good.
Alright, horror.
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 The Ring.
Heinous. It's like a ring.
I have one.
Okay.
What?
You go ahead.
The cock ring?
Yes. I'm glad you said it.
Trojan,
I said it way too much.
Trojan pleasure ring. Remember that thing? You know that?
Yeah. The Numa ring. The Numa ring.
The Numa ring.
Okay, so you want me to name a category?
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I'm doing a category. Okay. Documentary. Documentary, guys.
That's like the best. That's like uncharted territory in the porn game. That would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Tell me that would
be
like a...
Wait, you're looking at me like I'm supposed to know which one you're thinking. Oh my gosh. Wait, I don't understand. Elle's making a jacking off motion to me.
No, I'm not. That's a wrap it up. Come on.
let's see. Inconvenient Truth. Okay, fine. Supersize Me. Is that the one you wanted me to say?
Supersize Me. Same
no,
title.
No, like, Inconvenient Truth. I can do it. Okay. In Condoleezza's cooch.
What? And it's a
Condoleezza's
cooch. It's about
Condoleezza Rice. What? I don't even know why I high-fived you for that. I just didn't want to leave you hanging.
I've seen the Palin one.
Condoleezza's
Neyland Palin or whatever.
Oh yeah. Well, Sarah Palin's hot. I mean, she looks kind of like a porn star that just threw out some.
Your turn, Tony. Let's do a war film.
Saving.
Too easy.
Saving Ryan.
You're not allowed to do that one.
Saving.
Yeah, there you go.
Schindler's List? Is that good?
Schindler's Fist?
Oh, that's good.
I said it.
That got me.
Okay, Edwin.
Schindler's Fist.
Someone else do a category for Edwin.
I want to use that as a joke. Schindler's Fist. Writing a porn parody.
Cool.
Alright.
Category, guys.
Category?
For Edwin.
I remember that documentary just burning through historical drama.
I have one.
Of course you do.
Historical drama?
Historical drama.
Ah.
Basically anything but a war film. It's placed in the past.
Lord have mercy.
It'd be like the Queen movies, where the Queen is...
The Queen?
Oh yes, the Elizabeth series, is that what
Whatever.
You're talking
about? The Golden
the
Age.
Caligula.
The Bible.
Caligula?
Yeah.
Is that a movie?
Caligula?
Yeah.
Calicula.
Ah, there
Calicula.
You go.
Calicula.
Calicula. It sounds like, I don't know why it reminds me of Dracula.
That's already a porn, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Could lick ya.
Could lick ya.
Could lick ya. Could lick ya uvula. Uvula.
Could lick you up.
Could lick you.
Lick you up.
Love. Could lick you love.
Cunt.
I could lick you love, but I didn't want to.
Yes.
Cunt lick you up.
Anyway, okay, we had to say it.
Cunt lick you up.
Cunt lick you lust.
Okay, give me a category.
Sports.
A league of their own. Does that count?
A league of their own.
Yeah, that's kind of sports. Yeah.
What was it?
A league of their own.
No. Too easy. Another one.
A league of their bone. No, that's not good. But something
a little more with that.
Yeah.
Illegal to bone.
Illegal to bone. There you go.
Illegal bone.
That adds a
illegal
whole
to bone.
New aspect to it.
Bone. Illegal to bone.
Legal to bone.
I did mine.
Barely legal to bone.
Sorry. Okay, your turn. We're gonna do Christmas film.
It's a Wonderful Life.
You went from
like animated movies and Christmas with her, or just okay. What's the name?
It's a Wonderful Life.
What rhymes with life?
What rhymes with wonderful?
Well, that's just the first one.
This might be the one. Okay, no, I'm gonna think.
It's a Wonderful Wife. Wife Cheaters 3. I don't know. It's a cunt. That's perfect.
It's a comfortable life.
It's a.
That's the only thing I've got.
Comfortable wife.
Sure.
It's a cunt. We're talking about the all right. Knife vagina. Apparently, what is it? Genghis Khan.
Okay.
Get stabbed with a knife vagina.
Okay.
Girl
all right.
A knife in her vagina.
Your turn, Tony.
Stabbed in Genghis Khan. In the dick.
Warrior film, like a samurai film or something like that, but not Samurai Cop.
Warrior?
Which we are going to make into a treatment for a rooster film.
A warrior.
Where they do cockfighting.
Like The Last Samurai?
Like a warrior film? Like a film of warriors,
like
maybe
Ben
Hur or something.
The Last of the Mohicans.
Or like a jousting film.
The Last
like
of the...
Or Camelot.
The Last of the Mohicans.
Something like that. Yeah.
Something.
The Last of the Mohicans? Is that your answer?
Right.
The Blast of the Ho Deacon?
The Blast of the Ho
Deacon? Why is it... Why? Why
do
you bring Catholicism into it? My uncle's studying to become a deacon.
Oh my gosh!
I don't
I'm
think
so
he's going to be a ho deacon.
A ho deacon sounds like a rank, like a rank of pet, you know?
Ho deacon.
Anyway, Edwin.
I think it was,
Tim Burton film.
It's
too easy.
I know. A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh. A Light Scare.
What are you doing?
Of Chris's tits. I don't know.
Titmas.
That's horrible. Christmas, okay. A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Did you want me to say Frank and Weenie? That's what you wanted?
Ooh, bear.
She said, ooh, bear.
Like, bear rhymes with nightmares. So
yeah,
that's
it.
Of course, a nice bear before tennis.
A sight bear.
A nice bear.
It could be like the burly kind of bear.
And poor Chris.
A nice bear. Yeah.
A nice bear. They just have terrible grammar in these titles.
A nice bear for Christmas. A nice bear.
Before.
A nice bear for a whore Christmas.
A nice bear, boring, a whore.
It's horrible.
Yes, a nice bear, be a whore on Christmas.
Let's talk about the plot.
Let's not. It doesn't matter. My turn.
They kidnap Santa Claus.
Give me a
have
category.
Sex with a bunch.
category?
Science fiction.
Science fiction?
Sci-fi.
Contact.
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 She was acting like a
sister act. I don't know.
No, we're doing category.
No, I know.
Kiss-der-ass.
Okay, category for her. Like a bro movie, like a bromance movie.
A bromance?
Like Hangover, something like that.
Like the Glees Brothers?
The Splooge Brothers.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
Yes.
I guess.
Can I get it? The Splooge Brothers.
I don't know if you really deserve any of these high fives, Elf.
I did. I worked hard on that one.
Okay.
Tony?
So I'll give you a category, Tony. Let's see. Maybe just like a straight up drama. You know, like a thriller or something.
That's the same.
Along Came a Spider?
Along came in. Okay.
Along.
Along came insider.
Along
Alonzo came insider.
Along came insider.
You're pretty good
at this.
All that refreshing.
Now we gotta look up all these titles and see which are real.
Edwin Santos, chick flick.
Oh.
Like beaches or something like that.
One True Thing.
One True Bang?
Sure.
One True Bang?
One Drew Bang, and it's with Drew Barrymore. You know, the porn star Drew Barrymore.
She's back to
there's
a 14-year-old self.
No, there's a porn star named Drew Barrymore.
Cat's turn. Category. Movie based on a board game.
I mean, there aren't that many, you know?
Or like a game.
There's Clue.
Clue.
Blue.
Yeah.
Too easy.
Okay, there's another movie based on a board game. Jumanji.
That's a board game based on a movie.
Yeah.
Jumanji.
I don't know, it's based on a fictional board game.
It sounds very like it's going to be
it's going to be
anti-Semitic
really...
or something.
Yep. It is.
Jumanji.
I'm not doing it.
Blue Munchie.
Do you want me?
Oh, like Juana Man kind
of. Do you want me?
Blue Munchie doesn't work.
Do you want me?
Okay, so.
Okay, category for Tony. Psychological thriller.
Are you just skipping me giving him a category, or are you giving everyone categories?
Oh, we're just doing it whenever.
Okay. Because you kept... Okay.
We've
done
it
around. Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
Okay. We'll do you next.
Psychological thriller?
Yeah.
In Vertigo?
Vertigo.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Shit. Birdie Ho?
Something with Ho in it, probably.
Birdie
Ho. Her-to-go?
Her-to-go.
Her-a-ho.
Her-a-ho.
Vagina-ho?
What'd you say?
I don't know.
Vagina-ho?
Okay.
I don't know.
Classify them based on
hurt.
Their
hurt.
Weapon of choice.
Okay, Edwin. Let's do Edwin.
Her hole.
Edwin Santos' turn. Buster's Cat Das.
Okay. Let's do like, you know, a period drama.
Emphasis on the period.
Oh my gosh.
Getting into fetish porn.
Keira Knightley. Something with Keira Knightley, please.
I don't even know.
That's the same thing as historical trauma. He couldn't get over that before. What do you think?
Two things pop in my mind. I'm not sure which one will work. Okay. The End of Innocence. I'm not sure.
The Age of Innocence?
The Age. Is it the Age or the End?
It's the Age of
Innocence.
The Age of Innocence.
The Age of...
Inner... Inner...
The age 18.
The age of cynicism.
The age of... Oh, shit. It's the age of, damn it. The age of... You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
The
no,
age of...
No,
the
does.
Age of,
damn it. Consent?
Consent, thank you. The age of consent.
Okay.
we have more.
That was so great. How can we top that? Maybe time to...
It took me a while to figure it out. Okay, my turn.
Okay.
What are you guys? Category.
Superhero movie.
No.
Something with an Oprah in it.
Beloved.
Okay.
You wanted the color purple, I give you Beloved.
Butt-loving? Come on.
No.
Butt-loving.
Butt-loving.
Butt-loving. Butt-loving.
Sure.
No.
Butt-loving is
no.
the best one. Yes.
No.
It's probably the best we can do. I don't have any other... Why are you giving me a look like...
Butt-love-vid. And it comes out on video.
Oh, butt-love-vid. I see.
Okay.
Beloved.
I'll give you points for that one. Okay. Okay,
I like butt-loving. There's a musical quality about it.
Cat's turn. You give the category. Edwin.
Classic funny movie.
A classic crime movie?
Funny movie.
Classic funny movie.
Oh, a classic funny movie. Oh, man, I want to do
comedy.
Like the Godfather.
I have one.
Okay, a classic funny movie.
You always have
well,
one.
It's not really funny, though.
His Girl Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
That means she
Thank
has
you.
Something.
What is it? Oh, you were just like that movie, or?
Yeah, I thought that was a good movie.
I thought you had a...
His Girl Friday?
Yeah.
His Girl Friday.
No, I mean, I could be involved.
Don't try to justify my mistakes. His
Pearl.
His Pearl.
No.
Thigh.
His Girl Between.
Thighs. Thigh Day. His Girl Thigh Day.
The Pie Day was better than that.
Yeah.
His Pearl Pie Day.
His Girl's Thigh Day. Thighs Day.
What's a Pearl Pie? Is that like a
I'm
sexual
throwing words
term?
Together and it doesn't
Pearl
seem
Pie.
To work.
What would a Pearl Pie entail?
It's, dude, obviously, pie is a vagina.
I'm sure there's an audience
Pearl
for that.
The clit.
Okay.
Wow.
Did you find
okay,
Pearl?
This episode has the word cunt and clit. Guys,
cunt. Cunt and clit.
Clint.
That's the name of the episode.
Cunt will be on there next time, I'm sure.
Cunt, clit.
Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
Clint Eastwood.
We've got a chair for him right here.
Clint Eastwood.
Sorry, bad joke.
Clint Eastwood, though.
A Clint Eastwood?
That brings us to Clint.
Clint Eastwood should be the name of a porn star. I mean, that would be a great porn star name.
Clint Eastwood?
Bestwood.
Yeah. Or like, you know, Clint.
Okay, Clint Eastwood, though.
What is the one?
There's two that I can think of.
I
got a good one.
Like a good
one.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be easy.
The good, the bad, and the ugly?
That wasn't it, but that's easy. The
that
good, the bad, and
what?
The ugly?
That's not a Clint Eastwood?
No, that was good.
Oh.
That wasn't the one I was thinking. I was thinking Unforgiven. That's really hard.
I was thinking like
Million Dollar Baby.
Anyway, any which way but lose.
Million Dollar Baby would be
easy. Maybe.
Who's the one with...
It already sounded like
with Matt Damon, Morgan Freeman. Soccer one. Matt Damon plays soccer. He got nominated for
seen,
best supporting actor for it.
You should have seen the way that everyone looked at each other.
Morgan Freeman
no
played Nelson Mandela.
No recognition on anyone's faces
yeah, we're just like,
for this
what
film.
Movie is this?
The only
really
soccer
good.
Film I know.
No, I know that
Victory,
it's a film.
It.
I'm thinking of The Damn United, which is a
I know that
movie
I
with Michael
I know
Shannon.
It, but I can't remember. But
what's
good.
That shit called? I don't even care anymore. I just want to know the name of that movie.
The Bad and the Hairy, or?
The Good, the Black.
The Good, the Black, and the Hairy.
And the Fugly.
No, I'm not doing that.
Now, you know that strip club over on by I.O.?
Yes,
yeah,
I know
it. We have like 300
yeah,
of the hottest women and 6 ugly ones.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with that?
I feel bad for the ugly ones.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really denigrating their
like,
work.
Yeah.
It's denigrating their work.
We're
yes.
not saying they're bad strippers, we're just saying they're unattractive. We're not
Well, how are they going to have the confidence to get
they
on
might
stage
be the best ones, I don't
and
know.
Do their best work?
I mean, I don't know about you, I cover the ugly bitches, personally.
Then you should go to Detroit.
Is that the place?
Go to Detroit.
Or New York. Or anywhere on the East Coast.
What?
Or Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah, they have some ugly hoes there.
No,
if
West
the
Virginia.
Ugly girls are just like dudes.
Okay, we have time
for dudes.
For one more porn identity.
Why would they need to code it? I don't know.
One more porn identity. Edwin Santos, give me a Spanish language film.
Oh, what's that one? What's the Pedro Almodóvar?
I have a good one.
I have.
It's already
open
a porn.
Your eyes.
No, it's had a Spanish title. No,
yeah.
I
think that one does too, but I don't know that.
I'm gonna go with.
Does it start with E?
So the porn has to be in Spanish too.
Yep.
I'm not gonna go. I don't know the. I forgot the Pedro titles, but I'm gonna go with the first Robert Rodriguez movie, and I forgot the title of that one. It was the original, not the remake.
El Mariachi?
Right.
El Mariachi.
El Mariachi. El...
It can rhyme.
Yeah.
El Mariachi.
El... Late.
No, don't make it about me.
El...
No, don't do El.
El... Tail... Tail... Sell...
Sell...
Chasing Tail...
My... Mariah's... Ouch.
What?
I don't know.
Ouch.
El Latham, eat me.
Ew. Yeah.
Jesus. Cat. We played a little, little softer there.
Okay.
Just coming straight out with your feelings.
El Mariachi. Mari.
I like El Latham, meet me. That's
no.
It.
No. That's not going to be the ending.
Shouldn't be the name of the podcast.
It's a nice ending right there.
Del's Bar.
We're out of time.
Yeah, see. Bar in Achi.
Hibachi.
Bell. That could add an interesting, you know, Del's, layer to it.
Del's Mari Kachi.
That's great. Awesome. Perfect.
That was too hard. Give us another one.
Oh, no.
To go out on.
Still the category? The Mexican?
Any foreign film.
Okay. Should be easy. Das Boot.
Das Boot?
Yeah.
Das Booty.
Yeah,
that booty.
Das booty. I
das
like it.
Boots.
Okay, we went bad. We went on a good note then.
Hot booty.
Thank you everyone for listening to this wonderful game, the porn
clitoris.
If you're still listening, you know.
Thank you for sticking with us throughout the show. We really appreciate you sticking around.
But I'm sorry.
Clit. Click, cock,
thank you again to
Snap Crackle Clit.
The filthy mouth Tony Bartoloni.
Exactly.
Snap,
and Edwin
crackle,
Santos.
Clit.
And anyone who said clit during this panel.
Which is all of us,
be
I believe.
Everyone.
Everyone
has.
Give yourselves a hand.
Very.
You're a degenerate.
Slow, shameful clap for everyone.
The clap of shame.
Thank you so much.
You the clit.
The clap of shame.
Yes.
The clap. What's the clap?
I think it's a slang for gonorrhea.
No, I mean, that would be a good porn name, is one. Anyway.
Ah, yes.
If there was a movie called What's
the
Parent
Clap? Trap.
There could be a
Parent
Clap.
Yeah.
No.
You don't want people to be thinking about BD when they're going to watch a porno.
That's gross. Anyway, say goodbye to Jezebel.
Depends on what you're into.
Say
well,
goodbye to
no,
the Lustrous.
Like, hey, don't have
the
sex
Lustrous
with
Cat Doss. Shut up,
you
Tony.
BD.
The Lustrous Cat Doss. The incandescent Tony Bartoloni.
Oh, thank you.
The world weary.
Road weary or world?
World
weary,
I think.
World road.
The road warrior.
The road.
The road warrior. I like that better.
The road warrior.
The road warrior. Edwin Santos and myself, the lovable,
the
and
self-proclaimed
hilarious
El Latham, and the poofy Jezebel. Sorry, I just had to throw that in there.
Clit.
Just one more time for goodness.
Penis.
Vagina.
Bleep. No,
but
boobies.
You have to say one, Edwin.
One, okay.
Ass hair.
Pussy fart. No,
that was...
Jesus, man.
You came out of nowhere.
God, you guys, can we... I don't feel...
On that note.
I don't feel bleed anymore.
Thank you so much for...
God.
Thank you so much for enduring this,
jeez,
guys. And stay tuned for more episodes.
Said that.
We really appreciate your listening, and
come back.
Please don't take this to mean anything. Thank you.
Testicles.